Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Zach Meisel, are you getting caught up in the eclipse craze today? I know Trevor Bauer is, of course.
Yeah, I'm actually watching Trevor Bauer right now. He has gone from the infield to the bleachers. He's now at the corner just taking photos of the thing. I had a pair of the glasses. Someone gave them to me, and I looked at it. It was cool, and after 3 seconds, I was done.
Zach, first of all, congratulations on the new gig with The Athletic, man.
I appreciate it, guys. It's it feels weird because I'm still at the ballpark doing the exact same thing. So It isn't as different as people would think.
You know, we were just talking about the fact that the Indians have been the, you know, the least clutch-hitting team, if you will. And I know, you know, in the analytics world of baseball, nobody believes in like clutch hitters, guys being clutch, whatever. I think for, you know, when a whole team is unclutch, I guess, if you will, if they have the, you know, the worst numbers or run in the scoring position, there is some randomness to that. I do believe on an individual basis there is some reality to it that the stat guys won't agree to, but I do think when the whole team is worst or with runners in the scoring position, there has to be some randomness to that and some expectation that they, you know, will get better the rest of the year. What's your thoughts on that?
I kind of think of it as I'd rather have a good hitter up there than a bad hitter. And, I'm going to count on a really good hitter to come through in clutch situations just because they come through in most situations. And if you have a good hitter who maybe doesn't have a great track record in the postseason or with runners in scoring position or something, I kind of believe that that's going to trend in the direction you want more so than a bad hitter remaining really good in a small sample size of clutch situations. So for me, especially when we're using this and we're talking about this because we're thinking about the playoffs and we're thinking about how this team can best position itself for the playoffs, you just want your best hitters up there at the right times. And I don't think it matters necessarily what they've done in the past in those situations. It's just a matter of, hey, if Jose Ramirez is a 320 hitter, I'm pretty happy when he steps up to the plate in a clutch situation, no matter what his numbers say in those situations in the past.
How does this all affect how the Indians go about their business the final 40 games of the season, Zach, in terms of going for the number one seed? I mean, obviously they're trying to win every game, but, I mean, to what cost will the Indians go to those lengths?
Yeah, I think you guys kind of hit on it before. I mean, it's the first thing you want to do, because I think the Indians are pretty secure with where they're at. You want to win the division, obviously, and I think they're going to do that. That's not a question. But you just want to make sure, once you secure the division, that you get to October healthy. Because we saw last season, you know, obviously they overcame those injuries, but you would have preferred to have Carrasco and Salazar out there. So you want to make sure guys are hitting their stride. And, I mean, I think the Indians would love it if the playoffs started tomorrow. You want to be playing the way they played on that road trip right around the 1st of October. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how can you get everybody healthy? How can you make sure guys are rolling and guys aren't trying to snap out of something? And look, by doing that, you're going to be trying to win games anyway. So if it happens that Houston keeps falling, yeah, absolutely try to go for it. But that doesn't mean I'm pitching Andrew Miller two innings a night or running right. Jose Ramirez into the ground. You want to do it with a little bit of caution just so that you're in good shape going into the postseason.
No doubt. I mean, yeah, you'd much rather face – I think Boston's the last team in the American League you'd want to face in a five-game series. But in all honesty, as you say, they're playing well enough and their pitching has been good enough that, you know, they're going to have the edge in the starting rotation against whoever they play in the American League.
Yeah, we all hear, and you guys have talked about it, and I agree with you. You don't want to face Chris Sale twice in a five-game series. If you're Boston, you're saying, we want to get the number one seed so we don't have to face Corey Kluber twice in
That's
a five-game
right.
series.
That's right.
So it goes both ways, and I do think there's an advantage to potentially being matched up with Boston in the ALCS instead, because their starting rotation will be exposed in a seven-game series more than it would in a five, whereas from the Indians' standpoint, if Bauer's still rolling, if Salazar's pitching well, the Indians, they gain an advantage by having a seven-game series and maybe using all four guys, whereas in a five-game series, you might not do that. So there are advantages and disadvantages. I think the main thing to me is I'd want the extra home game. I think it's nice starting the postseason series at home, and it helped them last year winning those first two games against Boston, doing the same thing against Toronto. So that would probably be my toward the top of my priority list. And, you know, if you keep winning games and other teams keep falling and you have a chance to get that one seed, that'd be great too.
You know, this Jay Bruce acquisition has just been a coup for the Cleveland Indians. I mean, the guy's just been unbelievable. Do you think this is going to continue, or is it, obviously there'll be some regression to some degree at some point. How surprised have you been, Zach, with the way that Jay Bruce has really stepped into this lineup and hit the ball out of the park?
Do you guys even remember the name of the prospect they gave up for him?
Nope, don't care either.
I forgot it already.
Ryder Ryan?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, it's maybe you hear about
him
again.
Like a character from Paw Patrol.
In like 6 or 7 years, but I doubt it. And so it's. I'll tell you this. We all, obviously, he's been great on the field. His hitting production's been fantastic. No, it's not going to continue at this pace. He's going to cool off at some point. So you want to temper your expectations. But it's come at the perfect time because he's gotten everybody else in that lineup going. Remember, Bradley Zimmer was in that 0-36, 0-37, whatever it was, slump. Bruce helped pick up the slack there. He had the injuries with Brantley and Chisenhall. He's filled in admirably with those absences. The one question I had was, you know, it's always tough to you move. I talked to Joe Smith about this because he got traded to the Cubs last year, and he was like, look, I knew nobody in that clubhouse, nobody on that coaching staff. It was August, and he's like, by the time they reached the World Series, he had just familiarized himself with everybody, and then he's a free agent, and he goes elsewhere. So it's so difficult to get traded at this time of year and just find your rhythm. And the start that Bruce has gotten off to is fantastic because it seems like he has. And in the clubhouse, he's been great too. After that doubleheader, the day Jose Ramirez got injured, he got hit by the pitch, left the game, his teammates were worried, and Ramirez comes back. Obviously, the x-rays were negative, so he was okay, but none of his teammates knew that yet. And Ramirez sits down on a couch, and Jay Bruce, who I don't know how much he's spoken to Jose Ramirez in the 10 days he's been here, but he looked over and he just said, Jose, is it broken? And Jose shook his head no, and he said something like, x-rays are negative, or it's fine, just a bruise. And so then Jay Bruce proceeds to like grab his wrist and fall to the ground in the middle of the clubhouse, kind of making fun of Jose, who did that when he got hit by the pitch. He like stopped halfway to first base and crumpled to the ground and just poking fun at him. And that showed me instantly that this guy fits in seamlessly, and it's a great fit for the Indians, and it cost them nothing.
Is there a legitimate conversation to be had at the end of the season whether the Indians could re-sign Jay Bruce over Carlos Santana and how much they'd be willing to give him?
You know, I would have said no, just knowing the way ownership and the front office have worked in the past, but the way things have gone the last calendar year, yeah, I think it's a legitimate question. I mean, Carlos Santana's a free agent, obviously. Lonnie Chisenhall has one more year of arbitration left. So you have to figure out, you have to sort out that mess, and they're going to have to sort it out in a couple weeks here anyway. But in the past, I probably would have said, oh, it all seems like Yandy Diaz will be the first baseman next year, and then maybe Bobby Bradley the year after that. Maybe they'll sign some veteran free agent in February for a few million bucks and see if he sticks. But now, the way they've spent and the aggression the front office has shown, yeah, I mean, if you can get Jay Bruce on a reasonable deal for 2 or 3 years and you're willing to let Santana go, I think it's absolutely a legitimate thing to ponder.
Zach, Kluber fine? He's going to make his next start?
Yeah, it sounds like it's all systems go. It's interesting. I mean, we just talked about how you would like to keep winning and you don't want to push things too much and have guys get injured before the playoffs. So, personally, I would have been fine if they skipped him once or pushed him back a couple days.
Yeah.
But this will make things easier because they don't have an off day until the end of the month. And it's been a heck of a month for the rotation. But at the same time, these guys, you know, especially the hitters, the bullpen's had a little bit of a rest lately. But a lot of these guys have played so much that it would have made sense, but you also would have had to make a roster move and things could have gotten complicated. So if Kluber says he's ready to go, I don't think you challenge him too much on that.
Zach, last thing, assuming Brantley and Chisenhall both come back healthy, is it Brantley in left, Bruce in right, and Chisenhall and Jackson platooning in center with Zimmer on the bench? Is that what it's going to be?
Yeah, I think so, but I'm not sure where Bradley Zimmer fits into all of this because he's still a defensive upgrade in center field. So I wonder if they would keep him around just to play late in game. Chisenhall can play first. Jay Bruce can play a little first. They have versatility, and this becomes a little bit simpler in September when you have expanded rosters and you can give guys days off. But, I still don't really know for sure what they're going to do. I don't know that they know for sure. I kind of think Chisenhall, he's with the paternity list coming up, his wife's going to have a baby. That might even help because it can delay the decision for a few days. But, yeah, I think you're going to see Chisenhall bouncing all over the place, left field while Brantley's out probably, and then maybe a little center. And maybe some first base, too.
And Bruce will make his progressive field debut for the Indians tonight.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. It seems like he's been here a long time, but they've been on the road the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, that was a long trip. They've got another long trip coming up starting next week. So they'll have a lot of home games in September, which, that could help their cause in trying to improve their seeding.
Zach, great stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. Now Bauer is laying down in between home plate and third base taking pictures of the sun. So you're going to want to check those out later, I'm sure.
I love it. Nice. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it. Thanks, guys.